Weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge 105.
Musicians from across East Anglia filled the West Road Concert Hall for Friday night's NMG Awards. The best female solo artist was Kelly Oliver, while best male solo artist was Ethan Ash. Best pop artist was Polar Collective, and the best folk roots artists and winners of the Pride of Cambridge Award, those doing the best for the city, were CC Smugglers. I caught up with some of the guests as they entered the hall for the presentation.
I'm Julie Lee, and I'm from Perry Road Recording Studios in Buckton.
What's your view of the local music scene and how it's developed over the last 12 months?
Very vibrant. It's always been a good music scene in Cambridgeshire anyway, but we're definitely seeing many, many more bands coming through. A lot of solo artists coming through, but definitely a lot of really good bands. There's very fierce competition.
And how has it developed? Because it kind of used to be the day when it was girl or boy with a guitar, and now it seems to be that the artists are so much more sophisticated than they once were.
Definitely. With loop pedals and things, you can have somebody on stage and it sounds like a whole band. So, yes, and that, of course, as well, adds to the excitement of a solo artist and makes it a lot more difficult for the bands.
And from a recording studio perspective, how do you have to adjust the kind of services that you offer in order to meet the needs of what the bands are looking for?
Not too much, to be honest. We've been in the business a long, long time, and our studio obviously allows for both. We have an acoustically balanced studio, which is fantastic for the solo artists or for acoustic bands, but we also have facility to have full sort of rock bands. So from our point of view, yeah, we love them all.
And what's it like running a recording studio in Buckton?
Hectic. Yeah, really good. I think it keeps you young, definitely.
Hi, my name's Jake. I play guitar.
I'm Ben and I play the drums.
I'm Kieran, I'm lead vocals.
I'm Max and I also play guitar.
And who are we missing?
We're missing Ross, our bassist.
What's happened to Ross?
He's late for everything.
He's cycling.
Yeah, apparently he had two flat tyres, so he's had to use his mum's bike. But he's on his way, yeah. So hopefully he'll be here at some point.
Does his mum's bike have a nice wicker basket or something
on
the front?
So. I hope so. Hopefully.
If it makes him look stupid, then we're happy. So
because he's late.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
What awards are you up for tonight?
We're nominated for the under-18s category, or 18 and under, should I say.
Yeah. That's the only one this year. We'll come back next year.
Who else do you want to see tonight?
As in, who's playing?
Yeah, who do you want to just have a chat with, or maybe
I'm
just hear the list?
I'm forward to seeing Tom and Paris.
Over here somewhere. I saw them.
Were they? Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to go and find them soon, but yeah.
I've often wondered this. Do you meet up with other bands just socially, or are you just so busy that you only ever bump into them at gigs?
We bump into them at gigs. We like to be social with other bands at gigs, but we don't meet up outside. We don't really know very well any other bands. But at gigs, we like to socialise and, you know, chat and get to know them.
What's the highlight of the last 12 months been?
Well, recently we've recorded an EP in the studio. We were in for like 5-6 days, and yeah, it's our first like proper recorded, fully electric, you know, sound, and we're very, very pleased with it.
It's available now. Physical copies on iTunes soon, all the other platforms. Yeah. I just want to say thank you to Piers, who was our producer. Piers. I have to say these things, but thank you, Piers.
Yeah, I just edited them out. It's fine.
Okay.
Thanks very much, guys.
I'm Jez.
I'm Danny.
And I'm Steve.
We are a few too many.
Okay, and is it your first time at the NMG Awards?
Yeah, first time. First time I've been nominated, so hope it goes well.
What have you been nominated for?
Best Rock Group and Audience Choice.
That's good. The Audience Choice Award seems to be really, really popular. So many votes coming through. Have you done anything to drum up social media support?
Well, we've tried to advertise the link as much as we can on Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook, so we'll see how it goes, how many people voted.
Is it important that as, well, not just yourselves, but the other artists are here, that they get recognised in something like the NMG Awards?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, it's quite a prestigious award. You know, we're really so excited to be nominated for those categories. So if we walk away with something, we'll be dead chuffed.
Right, what's the one band or artist other than yourselves who you might tip for an award tonight? Any ideas?
Ben Rear. I know two of the people out of them, so I know they are really good. I know they've been on tour. I've seen them live, so
really good band.
Yeah, I reckon
really good
they're
band.
The ones that are going to give us trouble. if they do.
Definitely.
Okay, well, best of luck.
Thank you
very much. I'm socially awkward. Awards, I prefer being on stage. That's where I prefer being than award ceremonies.
So something like, I think I saw you last Christmas, I think it might have been, at the Round Church.
Yeah.
Perfectly happy and comfortable with that environment, even though there's a large audience of people there.
I much prefer being on stage or in the studio or writing or doing something. But yeah, I suppose as well, you know, music's music. You don't do it for awards, you just do it to play music. Yeah. But it's a nice night.
Who are you looking forward to hearing tonight?
My friend Alton. Alton Wahlberg, he's a very nice bloke. He's got a lovely family. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him.
So you heard there variously from Gilly Lee, who runs the Perry Road Recording Studio in Buckton, where I used to live. NMG Awards also played host to Meet Me at Dawn, A Few Too Many, and Ethan Ash. We've got some music from Ethan in a moment or two. But Eddie Barkin has programmed the Cambridge Folk Festival for the past 21 years, and he told us he was impressed by the quality of artists on display at the NMG.
I think the strength of the nominees just shows what an amazing, strong scene there is, like, for folk and roots around Cambridge at the moment. And it was great to see a wonderful, like, class of people up there. You know, it's just a very, very strong selection. And it's really nice that, having worked with the majority of them as well, so the majority of them have probably played the Folk Festival a few times now, and it's great seeing, you know, bands like the Willows and CC Smugglers being increasingly recognised on a national level.
Eddie Barkin, and the most fantastic performance by CC Smugglers right at the very end of the awards. They, of course, amongst others, picked up the Pride of Cambridge Award, and very well deserved it was too. You can hear highlights of the awards Sunday night on Cambridge 105, 10 o'clock in the evening. That's in the regular NMG slot. And Cambridge TV is also planning a show.